Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
One of the most important things when you are a sports person is your vision. But if you are a sports person and you start to notice a problem with your vision, it could be a real worry. So I'm delighted to say that Christopher Nixon from Christopher Nixon Optometrists in Starbeck has joined me in the studio here at Stray FM to talk sports eye health.
Thanks very much, Tom.
You don't see many sports people on the telly, do you, wearing glasses?
Well, having said that, we've just seen a guy in the Australian Open.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think he has some problems with contact lenses. And he sort of reverts to an Oakley sports correction, which, you know, it suited him against Djokovic the other day. And I'm sure he's, you know, you'll see a lot more people wearing that type of correction in future.
It's interesting because you would think that the obvious answer to if you have vision problems with sport is to wear contact lenses.
Absolutely.
Not everyone can do contacts, can they?
I'd like to think perhaps 95% of people can.
Yeah.
But for a small minority of people, you know, spectacles are the answer. And we've got a pair of spectacles down at Christopher Nixon Opticians in Starbeck where that'll be suitable for any sport they want.
Well, you say you have them down there, but actually we have them right now in front of us here in the studio, don't we? So we've got an array of different sports eyewear here, and we'll go through some of these because a lot of these, I imagine, are specific to particular sports, aren't they? But I guess contact lenses is your first port of call, really, isn't it?
It is. So going back to Istomin versus Djokovic, there's a guy in glasses, there's a guy in contact lenses. I don't know if you can remember a couple of years ago, Djokovic did have some problems with his lenses. I'm sorry, I don't know quite what sort of lenses he's wearing now.
we're not into the precise prescription that Djokovic has.
But certainly I can remember him a couple of years ago having all sorts of problems with them drying out.
And from a safety point of view, I imagine that contact lenses are the best choice, really, aren't they?
Whoa, now that's a very interesting point there, Tom, because if I had to come down on the side of specs versus contact lenses, I'd be thinking modern spectacles with a polycarbonate lens, a very strong lens, are probably safer.
Really?
Because they give you some form of eye protection. You think of hospital casualties and ask them about squash balls. They don't like squash balls and eyes.
I was more thinking, you know, if you get hit in the specs, that could cause damage to your face. But
come back to our array of spectacles here. We've actually got a pair of sports. This is for a child.
Oh, right. They do look small.
So that's a child's, you know, you can adapt it to squash. You can adapt it to, you know, those sort of sports where a child might have some sort of injury.
So this is a bungee strap, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
That goes around the back of the head. And rather than having arms on the glasses, you've got that strap instead. So they sit like a pair of goggles, really.
Yeah, because what we have to take away from the equation, if you like, is the spectacles that, say, a young person or an adult has got on their face that could impact on their face or their eyes. So you'll see that particular frame you've got there is all padded. It's got a big padding on the bridge.
Yeah.
So it's all to spread impact.
I can imagine, though, having looked at those, they're not horrendous looking, but I can see why people might image-wise think contacts over those.
Yeah, well, even though it's nice to have the big guys on their tennis.
Yeah, it is.
With their sports gear on, because then we're not. Look what the cyclists do.
Yeah. They have those full wrap-round sunglasses on all the time, don't they?
Who'd think we'd see all these middle-aged people in cycling gear 20 years ago?
Is this skiing?
Skiing.
Big old goggle here. Do you know what? I'm going to get a load of people in the office to wear these so you can see all these online. If you go to strayfm.com/health, you'll see these.
Well, actually, if we've got five pairs of sports goggles here, what we'll do is we'll get five people from Stray FM and we'll photograph them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if your viewers want to vote on who's the best looking.
Who's the best looking sports spectacle wearer. Obviously, we're used to seeing these, aren't we, the big goggles. But you can get these with prescriptions.
You can do what we call a spectacle insert that just fits inside the goggle. Or you can get oversized goggles that'll go over your specs.
Mm.
And, you know, it's great protection from that UV, great protection from the wind and the cold temperatures. Yeah, essential for your next skiing holiday.
Let's move on to those ones that are less impact sports then. What about swimming?
Swimming and contact lenses don't mix.
No, they don't at all, do they?
No, it's a big no-no. And so what we have for those people who need a prescription, you can get these molded swimming goggles with a prescription in. And if you have a look through those now, Tom,
so they are swimming goggles. They just look like normal swimming goggles.
They look like normal swimming goggles until you look through.
Whoa,
them.
That's a strong description. On
that
those
is
ones.
That is. That's for someone who's very very long sighted and can't see close up.
But I imagine though that there is a real confidence issue with people who have
absolutely
a fairly strong prescription in swimming.
Yeah. Yeah, especially, you know, I'm thinking of children again.
Yeah.
And, you know, giving them confidence in the water. And if you take away their spectacles, again, they're losing a little bit of confidence already. Then you put them in water.
And these ones, now these, I made a joke about these when Chris brought these out, because they do actually look, if you go back and watch, do you remember Big Break on the telly? Do you remember the snooker quiz show that was on the telly years ago? They do look like, because obviously that was sort of 80s, 90s. These do look like 90s
they do
glasses,
indeed.
Don't they?
They do.
But are these specifically designed for a sport?
For snooker.
There we go.
It's predominantly for when your head is down in that position. You're lining up the cue.
And these have got massive... They're sort of vertically massive.
They're almost upside down, aren't they?
Yeah, because well, certainly the style at the moment is fairly narrow, wide lenses, isn't it?
Yes.
But these are really high. They're sort of a good 2 inches high.
Well, you just pop them on there for us, Tom. Sorry, listeners, you can't see this. But you go into that very low position, lining up that cue ball, and you'll look at that. Look at that. I can see you there. Right. Very easily. There's no rim, nothing. Now, if we put on another pair of specs...
They're rimless, aren't they? And they do cover pretty much your entire field of vision.
So Tom is now putting on a traditional pair of spectacles. And again, if he goes down, you'll see...
Oh, hello.
Okay.
I can see over the top of them.
Yeah. Or you can see the frame.
Yeah. I know, Chris, that you get a lot of patients in to ask you about clay pigeon shooting, don't you?
We do indeed. I don't know if you've ever been clay pigeon shooting.
Once.
Well, yeah. You'll have noticed you keep both eyes open for clay pigeon shooting.
Yeah.
That's so you can judge the trajectory and speed of the clay.
Yeah.
However, when you come to actually pull the trigger, you need one eye, your dominant eye, aligned with that clay. So your brain must be able to switch from both eyes to just the one eye. You know, clay pigeon shooting, and something I don't do, but I take a very great interest in trying to solve the problems clay pigeon shooters have.
So there you go. Expertise with it. So it's not just go down and get yourself a pair of glasses,
no.
Is it? It's get some advice particular to your needs. If you want to find out more about Chris Nixon, optometrist, you can do that on the website, can't you, Chris?
You can indeed, from christophernixon.co.uk.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.